my book, The Sweet Life, I have a whole chapter devoted to sex. Hey, it's a book about love and marriage, so it had to be done. Doesn't quite have the same pizzazz as when we were younger, but it's not half bad. I'm no Dr. Ruth. I'm short, but I'm not that short. But bottom line, I'm a firm believer in doing whatever you need to do in order to do it. I'll spare you the details. Oh, and fantasize all you want about whoever you want, but just don't act on it. My friend Rita learned this the hard way. Rita works down to Smitty's Hardware, which is owned by her husband, Smitty. It's not easy working with your husband like that, but they've managed it for 40 years. I think it's because she works out front and he's mostly out back or doing deliveries. Now, I'm good with numbers, so along with my job cashiering down to the A&P, I moonlight doing books for Smitty's Hardware and the Mahoosick Mills mainly main store. So I'm always in and out of the hardware store. A few years back, I noticed that Rita wasn't quite herself at work. She seemed pretty good when she was hanging out with the women who run with the moose, but at the store, she was a little distracted. And she started making mistakes on the register, lots of void slips in the cash drawer, and misplacing stuff. One day, I happened to catch her alone in the break room. "Rita, what's up? You don't seem quite yourself, and I'm worried about you." She looks around real guilty and says, "I can't talk about it right here, Ida, but I gotta tell someone. Meet me at the Busy Bee tomorrow morning at 8. Well, that perked my interest. So the next morning, there I am at the Busy Bee, 8 sharp. In comes Rita, dressed cute as ever, but looking a little tired. We each order a bottomless cup of coffee and one of Babe's homemade cinnamon rolls with maple icings with a side of bacon, because bacon makes everything better. We make small talk till our food arrives. You know, it's hard to have a big conversation on an empty stomach. Once we tuck into breakfast, I give Rita the nudge. "Okay, Rita, something's going on. Spill it."
"Oh, Ida, I don't really know how to say it."
"Try."
"I'm having an affair."
"Oh my God, Rita, with who?"
"Ian."
"Ian who?"
"Ian, the UPS guy."
"You're sleeping with the UPS guy?"
"Yes, not in real life, of course. I mean, where would I find the time? But I might as well be. A daydream about him all the time."
"Oh, thank goodness you had me worried for a minute there, Rita. That's not an affair. That's a fantasy."
"Technically, yes, but it's taken over. I'm so distracted at work, waiting for him to arrive. Then I'm all hyper after he leaves. Ian is just so darn cute and polite and so strong lifting all those boxes."
"I hear you. When I got addicted to the home shopping network a few years back, I gotta say, my heart started to go pit-a-pat at the very sight of our UPS guy. His name was Johnny. I still remember. I couldn't wait to see the size of the package he was delivering, which sounds kind of dirty, but you know what I mean. I knew things were bad when I bought Smitty a brown shirt and some brown pants, and I suggested he wear them together. I figured if I squinted, he might look like Ian." "Oh, that's bad. What are you going to do?"
"Nothing. I'm hoping Ian gets transferred or something."
"These things usually pass. You can move it along, though, by finding a replacement fantasy. But for God's sakes, make it someone you see on TV or in a movie or something, not someone you see in real life. It's too complicated. In the meantime, I have a couple of gothic romances in my car. They might do the trick." A while later, I realized things at Smitty's had settled down and Rita seemed like her old self again. I pulled her aside. "How's Ian?"
"Ian who?" she says, smiling.
"What happened? Did you find a replacement?"
"Not yet. But see, one day last week, Ian come in per usual and I'm all a flutter. He makes his delivery. Once he's back in the truck, I wander over to the window real casual for a parting look. And there he is in the truck, talking on his cell phone and picking his nose. I mean, really going at it. Well, that popped the bubble right quick.
Well, they call it a fantasy for a reason. No boogers are fighting allowed.
That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.